Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Before we begin proceedings, I think it will take just a few minutes of our time to contribute to what's going on in Bangladesh. Now, what's going on in Bangladesh is flooding. People need to be alleviated from that pain and suffering. And it will only take us a couple of minutes. And we have a responsibility as Muslims. Let's click the link below and donate now. Recently, there's been some videos online that have been going viral, actually, of me speaking in one of the Sneeko streams, which have become very popular, of course, because the champ is in them. And one of those things have been, one of those clips have been taken out of context. Let's take a look together at this clip and discuss it.
Our Jesus is so much more virtuous. Yes. It's the kind of man any young person would want to follow. Their Jesus, they may, in their own religious context, want to follow him. But in the meantime, they're watching Andrew Tate because, in a way, Andrew Tate, the character of Andrew Tate, has certain things that the New Testament Jesus doesn't have.
Oh, man.
That's the truth.
They're going to be angry on that one.
It doesn't matter.
Who's going to be angry?
It doesn't matter.
I love it. Effectively.
The New Testament Jesus, I'm sorry to say, is a contradictory figure. Because you've got him in when he's got no power, yes, he's acting in a very forgiving, you could call it, way, very placid way, very docile way. Yes. But then when he comes back...
The biblical narrative.
When he comes back in the book of Revelation, what does he do? He kills the prostitute, Jezebel, this and that. Why?
Yeah.
Well, so the moment you get power, you start... It's a killing spree now.
So as you can see with this clip, I'm saying that the New Testament depiction of Jesus Christ is actually a lacking one. One that doesn't give him his rights as a virtuous character that he is. Now, as Muslims, what do we believe? We believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. We believe that Jesus Christ is one of the greatest prophets to ever live. We believe that Jesus Christ is the son of Mary, the greatest woman who ever lived, ever. And Allah mentions that in the Quran, that he chose her over all women of humanity. And there's a whole chapter in the Quran, chapter 19, Surah Maryam, about Mary, which praises and sanctifies the character of Jesus Christ. Just like chapter 3 of the Quran, Surah Al-Imran, just like chapter 5 of the Quran, speaks about Jesus in such a positive manner. So not believing and sanctifying and respecting in the character of Jesus Christ is a sin that is worthy to excommunicate somebody who does it. Something we can't believe in. Having said that, some people have tried to say that I am saying, based on this clip, which I'm sure you educated listeners, educated viewers, educated people knew exactly what I was trying to say in that clip, but have lied about what I said and said that I'm saying that Andrew Tate, who I criticized last week, is greater than this Jesus Christ that I've spoken about. This is a lie. And, you know, I know why people would want to lie. Many of the people who have made videos about me and this issue, I looked at their channel and found that they had like 1,000 views per video. And then when they spoke about me, there was a spike. I understand the incentive. I really do understand the incentive. But lying is against Islam if you are a Muslim. Lying and misrepresenting and slandering and defaming another individual, especially a Muslim, it's haram. There's only so much you can do in terms of that. Having said this, what I will say is the New Testament depiction of Jesus Christ leaves a lot to be wanted about this character. And as I said, it actually deprecates and diminishes, and I would say even abases. Yes, abases the character of Jesus Christ. Let me give you a few examples just to let the point be solidified. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter number 15, verse number 24. And look, if you have your own Bible, if you're a Christian watching at home, at verses 24 up until 28. What essentially happens in this segment of the New Testament is that you have a Canaanite woman who approaches Jesus and she asks him to help her and her daughter. And what happens is, Jesus Christ says, I was only sent for the lost sheep of Israel. And then she literally goes on her knees and begs and pleads Jesus Christ. And then he goes even further, and what he says is that it's not right to give the food of the children, i.e. the children of Israel, and give it to the dogs, i.e. the Gentiles, the non-children of Israel. What? What is the depiction here, if not of a racist ethno-supremacist? Jesus is being depicted in the New Testament as a racist. Yes, he is. He is being depicted as somebody who is intolerant of these other people, or at least considers Gentiles to be dogs. Now she continues and tries to persuade Jesus Christ in the next verse. And at the end of it, he heals her daughter and he grants her request after being corrected by the woman. By the way, the all-knowing God, Jesus Christ is meant to be the all-knowing God, is now being corrected by a woman. Yes. And changing his mind and then healing the woman, the other one. So here you have a depiction of Jesus Christ we consider to be actually offensive. We consider this depiction to be offensive. I'm just giving you one example, yes? This is one example of why it is that the character of Jesus Christ in the New Testament is something we don't accept. We're not even speaking about the theological aspects of him being God or the Son of God or part of the Trinity, which is a later invention onto the Bible, this exact formulation of the Trinity of three co-equal, co-eternal beings. This is an invention, a Roman invention. Okay, we're not even speaking about that issue. We're speaking about how Jesus is being depicted as a person. So number one, he's being depicted as a racist, an ethno-supremacist, a Jewish supremacist, essentially. Number one. That's one thing. Then you have the pacifist nature of Jesus Christ. And we see this in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 38 and 39, where the famous verse of someone gives you the right cheek, give them the left. Someone slaps you, huh? Gives you a humiliating, and this is me being embellishing, slap on the face, give them the left one. What is this? On the one hand, he's being very rough and he's being very stern. And he's being very uncompromising and he's being racist to this woman, yes? And on the other hand here, you have him saying, if someone slaps you on the right cheek, give him the left. What kind of, sorry to say, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but this is schizophrenia. This is a schizophrenic attitude. This is an inconsistent, contradictory set of propositions about an individual here. Why would I want to not offend anybody when we believe Jesus Christ would never be this contradictory? Our depiction of Jesus in the Quran is of a just man, of a respectable, blessed man, of the greatest ulul azmi min al-rusul, that he is one of the greatest men, top five men who ever lived. And this is the depiction in the Bible. Of course, it leaves something to be wanted from Jesus Christ. And then you have another thing here. Look at this, John chapter 2, verse 15, where Jesus Christ literally makes cords, whips out of cords and starts whipping the cattle and the sheep and so on. And then also he overturns the tables out of anger. What is this? Is this meant to be the God? The angry God? What is this? This is lacking in a virtue called temperance. When is it ever acceptable for someone to do this kind of thing, a God or a prophet to act in this manner? On the one hand, he's selling, turn the other cheek. The other one, he's making whips and start whipping and start turning the tables and so on. This is, honestly, tell me if this depiction is a great one of Jesus Christ's virtue in the New Testament. And then in the book of Revelation, in chapter number 19 of the book of Revelation, I think verses 11 onwards, he comes back, because remember, Jesus in the New Testament, yeah, when he has no power, is not actually calling to revolution, or is not attacking anybody except for, you know, verbally attacking this Canaanite woman that we've just seen and being racist towards her and making whips for the animals and overturning the tables. But when he comes back, that passive aggression becomes not only aggression, but it becomes dictatorship, because he goes on a killing spree. Are you telling me this is the loving and the compassionate? And sorry to say, no. This is a depiction of Jesus Christ which we do not accept. And I will say, there's no apology to be made. If anything, people who accept this version of Jesus Christ should apologize to us, should apologize to the Muslims for deprecating and diminishing and abasing the character of Jesus Christ. And yes, there are people out there that you know being, say, for example, a Christian in Africa or a Christian from the Bible Belt region who watches the UFC and the WWE and Hollywood and so on and look at the protagonists of those films and see a moral and physical bravery, the like of which even that depiction of Jesus Christ in the New Testament doesn't have. And there's a reason why people are attracted to this, because there's an intrinsic attraction to the virtues, intrinsic virtues that exist in human beings. And unfortunately, the New Testament a depiction of Jesus Christ is lacking in those virtues with Jesus Christ. We would say, if you really want to fall in love with the character of Jesus Christ and the way that he should be fall in love with, then look no further than the Quran. Look no further than the Sunnah. Look no further than in the descriptions of the Prophet Muhammad about this man, where it sieves out and filters out all of this, sorry to say, incorrect information, erroneous, corrupted information that we find in these books. And of course, that's not to say that the New Testament doesn't have positive descriptions of Jesus as well, which we accept and respect and are beautiful. Like, for example, the Sermon on the Mount, or for example, many of his interactions with people and so the humble and kind nature. Yes, I can quote many biblical verses which I accept and think are a representation of Jesus Christ, but they're also mixed with these other ones. So as Muslims, we would say that's why the Quran is muhaymin. It is a guardian over the previous scriptures, and that these books are corrupted. This is the view of Islam. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. That woe to those who write the book with their own hands and say this is from Allah, to try and retrieve with that a paltry price or a miserly price. Woe to them for what their hands has written, and woe to them for what they have earned therefrom. Meaning that these books, the New Testament, the Old Testament, they are corrupted. And this is almost with the consensus of textual critics of the Christian faith themselves. And I refer you to the books, for example, of Bruce Metzger and others, who talk openly about the corruption of the New Testament. Yes, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came after, 600 years after Jesus, but he was inspired by God through the angel Gabriel, and the depiction of Jesus Christ is nothing but a pristine, beautiful, excellent depiction. And if you want to be reintroduced to the character of Jesus Christ, then the Quran is the book for you. And believe me, you'll fall in love with him even more, and in a more powerful, meaningful and authentic and genuine way than you would have ever been able to do so looking at Christian theology, which is contradictory, of a man God, a limited, unlimited being, and also of a depiction of a man in this manner. So no, there's nothing to apologize for. No, there's nothing to retract, but everything to double down on. And that's what I have to say. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.